listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, September 8th, 7:46 Central Time. Our guest this morning, Linda Bartlett, former president of Lutherans for Life and author of the recent book, The Failure of Sex Education in the Church, Our Mistaken Identity and Compromised Purity. And she's going to be speaking at Peace Lutheran Church at an event coming up, a life event coming up in November. Linda, welcome to His Time.
Andy, good to be here.
So good to have you as our guest this morning and talking about the upcoming event, the life event at Peace Lutheran Church. Let's talk a little bit about your book before we talk about the event.
Well, the book was something I didn't want to write. It's something I kind of drugged my feet on, but was motivated over a period of years and with my eyes open and experiences, just was compelled to write something for parents, something for pastors, and for all of us within the church that will help us understand God's call to purity rather than teaching sex education, which is a secular humanist rooted theory and teaching. We want to do what God says to do, to teach purity, to raise up sons and daughters to know their identity in Christ, and that they might know that that's how they can live their lives as sons and daughters of Christ, that baptized identity.
And what does that mean? What does it mean to be, to live as baptized children of God?
Well, when we understand that identity, then we can remember that God did not say, be sexual, for I am sexual. He said, be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. That means we're different, we're set apart for God's purpose, and that explains everything from why we live a life of purity from childhood through adulthood, purity whether we're married or not married, purity in our choices, remembering we have a purpose, and that includes being male, being female, what marriage is. It's different from what the world says it is. And instruction in purity actually has an order to it. That's one of the beautiful things I think that parents can remember. There's an order to teaching this purity, and I think it was the Church Father Jerome who actually offered the wisdom of first teaching the rules of life from Proverbs, then the patience and virtue of Job, then the epistles and the prophets, and only then, at a more mature age, is there wisdom in directing a young woman to read about marriage and the spiritual bride and the Song of Songs. And I'm very thankful to the Concordia Commentary on Song of Songs by Christopher Mitchell with that information. So this book is Q&A. It's questions and answers. There's history. There's beginnings of where sex ed came from and how we respond.
How does this identity that we have in Christ and the vocations of male and female that are given to us, how does that differ from our understanding, from what is taught today in many settings, what our culture embraces regarding male and female?
I think there's a tendency, and has been for some time, to just erase really any gender, male or female, be whatever you want to be. Experiment, try different things, all focused on the sexual feeling, the sexual act, the sexuality. And I have watched now for a long time young people be sexualized, and much of that comes from that secular humanist thinking of Alfred Kinsey and Mary Calderon, the group CECUS, which provides material on sexuality for both public and sometimes parochial schools as well. So we don't focus so much on sexuality. We want to focus on what it means to be a man, what it means to be a woman, and help children learn that far before they learn what the act of marriage, the sexual act of marriage, and the procreative intimacy really is.
Hmm. And well, let's talk about the event coming up November 7th, the life event at Peace Lutheran Church here in St. Louis, from 6 to 9 p.m. A number of people, you'll be joined by a panel of local clergy who will be discussing these very topics.
Yes, and that's probably, to me, the most exciting part. I do not do presentations of my book, of this topic, without pastors being present. I'm a woman who believes in the order of creation. I believe in the headship of men and how men lead away from danger and to life and hope. So I always invite a panel of pastors, and the wonderful thing is the conversation, the dialogue that occurs then, because we get to talk from the male and female perspectives, but also offer the audience a lot of excellent thoughts, ideas, hopes, and ways to raise up young people with their true identity. So that's great dialogue.
Well, very good. November 7th, 6 to 9 p.m., Peace Lutheran Church in St. Louis. You'll be addressing these topics of first of all, whose job is it to teach our children about sex? Quite often, schools insist on teaching it. Public schools insist on teaching it. What happens in Christian schools when they teach about sex? Are they teaching it the right way? Why are schools teaching it? Whose job is it to teach our children about sex?
And we will talk about that. It's parents' job. It's children have been entrusted to parents. That's what God has done. And the classroom is not a place for children to encounter a subject so delicate as sex. Anatomy, yes. Digestion, yes. Other parts of the body and how they work, yes. But the intimacy of the sexual, the marital act, is something for parents to explain to children and in their time.
Very good. Who will be joining you at this event?
Reverend Todd Wilkin, mm-hmm. Reverend Dr. Kevin Golden, Reverend John Ferguson, and Reverend Dr. Benjamin Mays. So some great conversation going to be happening that day.
Quite an event. Who might attend this event?
I would really encourage parents, pastors, anyone working with children, teachers, counselors, even medical personnel, anyone, grandparents, people who are interested in what's happening with our young people today and the direction they're taking.
Outstanding. Well, is it important to, is there registration or anything? How do we need to prepare for this event?
I think they would like to know, perhaps closer to the date, mm-hmm. Who might be coming. I think they might be providing a light dinner. So an RSVP is welcome. I'm looking here. PeaceLifeMinistry@gmail.com.
All right, peacelifeministry@gmail.com. The address for the event on November 7th from 6 to 9 p.m. is 737 Barracks View Road, St. Louis, Missouri. And so you'll want to attend. That's a great opportunity for parents and others, grandparents, other family members, those who are helping raise children up in the one true faith. This would be, a great event to attend and learn about, even for teachers, too, to think about and for school administrators to think about how you partner with parents in supporting them in their vocations as
exactly.
Well.
Exactly. Great.
Mm-hmm. Well, Linda, this is great. Do you plan to do other events like this throughout the country?
I have been, yes, for the past year, and have several scheduled for this fall and then into next year. So as people are encouraged to look at the culture, see what's going on, what children are being taught and what they're being shown, this is a way for parents to reclaim that rightful role and vocation that God has given to them.
Hmm. How can we find out more about some of the other events?
There is a website, or I have actually a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Click on to book review. Also, can Amazon is where the book is available. So, The Failure of Sex Education in the Church, Mistaken Identity, Compromised Purity, Amazon. And OurIdentityMatters.com is a website.
Very good. OurIdentityMatters.com. You can find Linda Bartlett's book on Amazon and look for her as well on Facebook. And you can find out about some of those upcoming events. Again, Saturday, November 7th, Peace Lutheran Church in St. Louis, 6 to 9 p.m. RSVP at peacelifeministry@gmail.com. Linda, what are you looking forward to most about this event?
I think the opportunity to bring hope, the opportunity to say, you know what, it doesn't have to be this status quo in our culture right now. We can begin one child, one family at a time to turn things around. This is exactly what has happened in biblical days. In every so often throughout history, we need to see a resisting of that cultural trend and say, you know what, God has a much, much better plan, one with hope.
Hmm. Outstanding. Well, again, find out more on about Linda's events. If you can't make it to the St. Louis one, maybe there's one closer to you. And what was the website again?
The website is OurIdentityMatters.com.
OurIdentityMatters.com. Well, thank you, Linda, for sharing with us about this this upcoming event, November 7th. Anything else you'd like to share about it as we wrap up our conversation today?
I'm thankful to the group that is hosting this, the Life team, and to the excitement that there has been created about this topic and looking at our identity. It kind of started from a Titus 2 ministry, our identity, and why that really affects our behavior as well. It affects our future.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. It shapes this generation. I know that the topics that you'll be speaking about are really do shape what this next generation looks like as we teach them and raise them up in the one true faith. That shapes how they will teach the next generation as well, teach their children and what they'll pass on. And perhaps we'll have a return to our true identity, who we truly are in Christ Jesus.
And that's an exciting thing because I've always thought that teenagers, young people, tend to be naturally rebellious. I encourage them to use that rebellion to resist evil, to resist what is wrong, and instead be different, do something that is godly.
Indeed, indeed. Well, very good. Saturday, November 7th, Linda Bartlett and a panel of local clergy, Reverend Todd Wilkin, Reverend Dr. Kevin Golden, Reverend John Ferguson, and Reverend Dr. Benjamin Mays, all joining her at Peace Lutheran Church, November 7th, 6 to 9 p.m. You can RSVP peacelifeministry@gmail.com. Linda Bartlett, former president of Lutherans for Life and also author of the book, The Failure of Sex Education in the Church. Thanks so much, Linda, for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Thank you, Andy. Blessings.
Thank you. You as well. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the Daily New Testament reading. You're listening to His Time.